ما بين أمه وبين عبد العزيز. So this is the status of one Sahabi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions repeatedly about the Sahaba in the Quran. والسابقون الأولون من المهاجرين والأنصار والذين تبعوهم بإحسان. That the people from the first amongst the people who made hijrat and they made nusrat. والذين تبعوهم بإحسان, and those people who followed them. رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عن. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with them. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with someone, can Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala become angry with him later? Never. Likewise, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that Ashabika nujum, my sahaba, they are like stars. Every one of them are stars. There are three qualities in stars. There are three qualities. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala beautified the sky with stars. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala beautified the skies with stars. The second quality of the stars that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions is we find that the malaika, they ward away the shayateen with the stars. The third one is the stars are meant for guidance. A person is traveling at night. He can find his way by using the stars. Likewise, every one of the Sahaba, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is mentioned, they are all stars. Whichever one of them, in ihtadaytum, iqtadaytum. Whichever one of them you follow, you'll be rightly guided. So, my dear respected elders and brothers, One person, he came to Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, and he mentioned something about the Sahaba. So Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said, "Man kana mustannan, falyastanna biman qad mat." If you want to follow somebody, then follow those people who have passed away. فالحي لا تمنى عليه الفتنة. For verily the living are not safe from any fitna. أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ مُحَمَّدٍ صلى الله عليه وسلم. These are the followers, these are the companions of Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم. كَانُوا أَفْضَلَ هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ. They were the best of this ummah. أَبَرَّهَا قُلُوبًا. They had the most pious of hearts. أَبَرَّهَا قُلُوبًا. وَأَعْمَقَهَا عِلْمًا. And they had the most deepest of knowledge. They had the most deepest of knowledge. One is a person can have a lot of knowledge, but they had the most deepest of knowledge. وَأَقَلَّهَا تَكَلُّفًا. And they had the least amount of formalities. اِخْتَارَهُمُ اللَّهُ لِصُحْبَةِ نَبِيهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose them to be the companions of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَلِإِقَامَةِ دِينِهِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose them to establish his deen. فَعَرِفُوا لَهُمْ فَضْلَهُمْ and recognize their status. وَاتَّبِعُوهُمْ عَلَىٰ أَثَرِهِمْ and follow in their path. وَتَمَسَّكُوا بِمَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ and to your best of your ability, follow them min akhlaqikum in the character, wasirahum in the ways. فَإِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا عَلَى الْحُدَى الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. For verily, they are upon sirat al-mustaqim. So the Sahaba ikram, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about them in the Quran that if and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept them as a benchmark for iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala it mentions in the Quran, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ آمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ النَّاسِ قَالُوا أَنُؤْمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ السُّفَهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions to the kuffar of Mecca, bring iman like the iman of the Sahaba. If we want to bring iman like that of the Sahaba. The akhlaq, the character, How was their character? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصًا. That they used to forego their right. And they used to give preference over others. They used to give preference to others over themselves. One sahabi, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, some guest comes to his house, some guests come from outside. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he asks the sahaba, who is ready to take my guest? One sahabi says, I will take him. This sahabi, he takes this guest to the house of Nabi, to his house. There is little bit food left only for the children. Little bit food left only for the children. They turn off the lamp. And they pretend, the husband and wife pretend to be eating, and they give the food to the guest. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves this act so much. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصًا. Although they are in poverty, although they were suffering poverty, yet they gave the guest food to eat. The ibadat was the best of ibadat. We find Usman radiallahu anhu, he would recite the entire Quran in Salah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about him in the Quran, سِيمَاهُمْ فِي وُجُوهِهِمْ مِنْ أَثَرِ السُّجُودِ ذَلِكَ مَثَلُهُمْ فِي التَّوْرَاةِ وَمَثَلُهُمْ فِي الْإِنْجِيلِ. About the Sahaba Ikram, that they were mentioned in the Injil and they were mentioned in the Torah. That when they used, that because of so much of prostration in Salah, so much of Sajda, that they left marks on the forehead of the Sahaba Ikram. Therefore, my dear respected elders and brothers, we should, between us and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the link of the Sahaba. If we remove this link between us and the Sahaba, then we won't have any deen left. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum are those people which passed on this deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to us. Without them, if we exclude them, then there's no deen left for us. Likewise, if anybody talks bad about the Sahaba ikram, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, لِيَغِيظَ بِهِمُ الْكُفَّارِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the Sahaba that the kuffar, they become angry. They become angry because of the Sahaba. So, if those people who speak bad about, one person he came to Hazrat Malik bin Anas radiallahu Malik bin Anas rahimahullah, the famous Imam Malik, and he said this one person is speaking bad about the Sahaba. So he read this ayat, لِيَغِيظَ بِهِمُ الْكُفَّارِ, that only the kuffar will become angry, only the kuffar will speak vile about the Sahaba ikram. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned on the authority of Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu anhu, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, لَا تَسُبُّوا أَصْحَابِ, do not sway my Sahaba. فَلَوْ أَنَّ أَحَدُكُمْ, if any one of you have to spend Mount Uhud in charity, have to spend so much of wealth equivalent to Mount Uhud in charity, it won't even equal to the Sahaba spending one mud in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or even half of that. You spend one mountain of gold in a path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it won't even equal to one mud. Like maybe like this glass, like this jug. Not even that amount you will attain. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also, almost every Jum'ah we hear this. Allah, Allah fi ashabi. What does this mean? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, Allah, Allah fi ashabi. Ittaqillah. Fear Allah regarding my Sahaba. فَمَنْ أَحَبَّهُمْ فَبِحُبِّي أَحَبَّهُمْ. If you love them, it is because of your love for me. وَمَنْ أَبْغَضَهُمْ فَبِبُغْضِي أَبْغَضَهُمْ. And if you have hatred for them, it is because of your hatred for me. وَمَنْ أَذَاهُمْ فَقَدْ أَذَانِي. That person who ill-treats, or he causes harm to the Sahaba, he has harmed me. And that person who has harmed me, he has harmed Allah. And that person who harms Allah, then soon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take him to task. What about those people? If you hear somebody speaking ill about the Sahaba, what must you do? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, إِذَا رَأَيْتُمْ if you see anybody, الَّذِينَ يَسُبُّونَ أَصْحَابِي, swearing my Sahaba, then what you must say to them? لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَىٰ شَرِّكُمْ. What must you say to them? That may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala curse you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's curse be upon your evil. So we can see from these ahadith the importance of respecting the Sahaba ikram, and we should not even say anything disrespectful to the Sahaba. No, we should not. We do not have any authority to judge one Sahabi over the other, give preference to one Sahabi over the other. This is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with them. They are maghfoor. They are forgiven. They are guaranteed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guaranteed their forgiveness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guaranteed Jannat for them. Who are you? Who are we to judge? And what is our duty towards the Sahaba ikram? We should make dua for them. Zainul Abideen, Rahmatullah Ali, he used to make special du'as for the Sahaba ikram. And he used to cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, these are the Sahaba who gave help. They gave nusrat to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They are the ones who spread your deen. They are the ones who strove in your path. Ya Allah, you forgive them. You elevate their status. We should have love for the Sahaba. Because love for the Sahaba is like having love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is love for Allah. Follow these footsteps. Follow the ways. And the least that we can do is we can try and study their lives. A person, he can never understand deen. He can never get the complete understanding of deen until he reads the lives of the Sahaba. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you and I the tawfiq and the ability to value the Sahaba ikram, to have love for the Sahaba ikram, and to try and read and about the Sahaba and emulate their lives. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.